Shalom Aleichem, welcome everybody as we prepare for Shabbos Yom HaKippurim, the day of Shabbos, Shabbosayim, the day of extraordinary Kedusha, where Shabbos and Yom Kippur come together, and we rest not only from Malacha, but we rest from taking care of our bodies. Shvisas also, the Rambam calls it. We rest on the tenth from worrying about our gashmias, our physical needs, and we focus instead on our ruchnias, on our spiritual needs. In preparation for the Yom HaDin, I'd like to first explain one line in the Machzor, which is actually a line of the Siddur, Chaseres Yemei Teshuva as well, and then give an overall thought regarding Yom HaKippur. And let me begin with a line in the Machzor. Actually, in Avinu Malkeinu, we say, Avinu Malkeinu Mechei V'Haver, Kishayinu V'Chateiseinu, Minagarinecha, Kishbarchu Mechei, race, or diminish the haver and take away our sins from being in front of your eyes. The order kisha'enu, which is a pesha, which is a mezer avera, followed by chata'enu, which is a shayeg avera, bothers the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah, he asks, he says, the girsa really should be chata'enu or kisha'enu. The rule in davening is that loizu avzu. We go from a lower request to a higher request. So first we should say, Hashem, get rid of the Shaygeg Averis, and then only after that the Mezer Averis. So it's out of order. That's the Mishnah Berurah's question. The Chaim Knievsky, in Time of the Krah, on Yom HaNeirayim, he says a tremendous insight. It's a brand new pshat, really, in the order of Mechei, V'Haver, P'Sheinu, V'Chateseinu, M'Negerinecha. And he suggests the following, which is a beautiful kavana, if you're saying Avinu Malkeinu, to say it with the proper thought. Of course, there are only two Avinu Malkeinus left. If you daven Mincha today, so you have tomorrow by Shachris. Normally, Erev Yom Kippur, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu by Shachris. However, when Shabbos is Yom Kippur, we do. So we're going to say Avinu Malkeinu tomorrow by Shachris, and then again by Ne'ilah. What does it mean, Avinu Malkeinu Mechei V'Aver P'Sheinu V'Chateiseinu V'Neger Einecha? He says the following. Avinu Malkeinu, we're going to do tshuva. Now, our first tshuva is the tshuva miyira, the tshuva from fear. It's not the perfect tshuva. So that tshuva, lichei, it erases. There's still a mark left because when you do tshuva, your zedainais nasu kishgagais. The averis you did deliberately become like accidental averis. It's only lichei. When you erase something, there's still a mark left. So, Mechei erased, well, first with the tshuva, that's the tshuva meyira, and then Hashem, you should be mekabel from us the tshuva meyava, the haver, and haver means to take it away entirely, to move it away, to take it away in gansum. So we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the schus, mechei, that first the haver should become kishgagais, and then later they should, the haver, we should be zecha to a higher level of tshuva, the tshuva meyava. So, of course, we say Pesha'enu, V'chateiseinu. We're talking about the same Avera. The Avera starts out as a Pesha, as a terrible Avera, a mezer Avera. Mechei, first you should be Zeicha to knock it down. It should only be counted as a Shegeg Avera. We do the lower level of Tshuva. Zedainais Nasu Kishkagais. It goes down. And then, the Haver, Chateiseinu. Once it's like a Drabanan Avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's be zecher to tshuva mi'ava, and we can get rid of it entirely. Now, at first glance, it sounds like a forced pshat into this Avinu Malkeinu, and maybe someone will argue it is. But I want to tell you that I saw this, and I say Avinu Malkeinu with this kavan, v'chei v'haver, p'sheinu v'chateiseinu, mineger einecha, it becomes meaningful. It gives a meaning to the whole idea of the different levels of tshuva, and the idea that we'd like to be Zaycha. So this is my thought on one line in the Marathon, one line in Yom Ne'eram Davening, Mechei, not my thought, Chaim's thought, Mechei v'aver p'sheinu chateiseinu v'neged einecha, we should be Zaycha, we should be Zaycha, ha'bavai. An overall thought regarding Yom HaKippur. There's a sense that Yom Kippur is a day of a scorecard. What do I mean? I mean that when you're in elementary school and you're a little boy, probably in high school too, you're taught the meaning of Yom Kippur as if it's all mathematics. In other words, they put mitzvahs on one side of the scale, averus on the other side, And it's a mathematical equation, which one is more and which one is less, and that's the entire idea. It's almost as if to say, well, if Rosh Hashanah you had more mitzvahs than Averis, then you don't really need Yom Kippur, because you're already written in the Sefer HaTzadikim. So, like, we're doing Yom Kippur on a suffix. We're playing it safe. We're doing Yom Kippur. Kilo Chasr Shalom, there are some Jews who don't eat Yom Kippur. It's a very inaccurate idea. It's an idea that Yom Kippur was just trying to remove some Averis from one side of the scale, maybe in it to the other. And it's a very elementary understanding. You can't say it's not true, but it's not really what a person who's a Bar Seichel, an intelligent person, that's not what you go to Yom Kippur with this thought. There's something much more significant, much more important. And that is the idea that it's not really a scorecard. And I want to explain that. In life, let's say you have two people, and each one spent 80 years. Let's say after Islam Mitzvah, spent 80 years in this world. And each one spent 40 years doing straight mitzvahs and 40 years doing straight averis. Let's just say, theoretically. And one of them, they're identical. One spent the first 40 years doing mitzvahs and the second 40 doing averis. The other one, the first 40 doing averis and the second 40 doing mitzvahs. Well, if you look at it as a scorecard equation, so it's like a scoreboard in a baseball game. We'll have them. If one team scored 5 runs in the first 4 innings and the other team scored 5 runs in the second 4 innings, so right now they're tied 5-5. If it's after 9 innings, they go into extra innings. It's equal. Life is not that way. It's not equal. Somebody who spent the first 40 years of his life doing Averis and the second 40 years of his life doing Mitzvahs, he's Mucham L'chaye Olam Haba. And the other fellow spent the first 40 years doing Mitzvahs and the second 40 years doing Averis, he's going to Gehenna. Why is it fair? Each one spent exactly the same thing, 40 years with the same mitzvahs, 40 years with the same Averis. Why is it that way? As a matter of fact, it's much worse. Even if he spent 80 years doing mitzvahs, it could be a kind gadol, and then he does Averis at the end, so he's gone. He goes to Gehenna. And the other fellow could have spent 80 years doing Averis, the worst Averis, never made it to Minyan, didn't keep Shabbos. And then he's like Rav Eliezer ben Dodai. At the end of his life, he does tshuva one good day. What's going on? If mitzvahs and averis is a scorecard, the way we understand, two sides of a scale, so Loch Samida said in, this whole thing is something wrong. If you said advarim, the basic idea with which you have to go to Yom Kippur, and which you have to go to life, is that it's not a scorecard, it's not innings that we talk about. Yom Kippur is not to pile up one side of the scale and knock down the other side. Of course it is, but that's not the purpose of Yom Kippur. Even if Malach Eliyahu told you, you have more mitzvahs than averis, you still have Yom Kippur. Nothing changed. The idea of Yom Kippur is to be a Ben Aliyah. The whole idea of Olam HaZeh, what is this world? It's to prepare. It's a praise there. It's a hallway leading to a great banquet of Olam Haba. It's to prepare. If you had two waiters, one waiter spent 5 hours setting tables for the wedding, and then 5 minutes he got angry, he turned over all the tables. Now he says, well, pay me for my 5 hours. Let's throw him out. You throw him out. But he says, what do you mean? There's the other waiter. He walked in upset, and the first 5 minutes he was screaming and ranting and throwing things on the floor, and then he calmed down. He spent 5 hours setting up. So you pay them. What's the difference? It's 5 hours and 5 minutes. 5 minutes and 5 hours. We tell them that's ridiculous. The whole purpose is to come out with a properly set wedding hall. Olam HaZeh is the same thing. Olam HaZeh is a place where you got to come out as a Baal Madrega. You have to come out as a Baal Ali. You have to come out as someone who knows Kedusha. And that is what Yom Kippurim is about. What I've told you about a lifetime is true each year about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is to come out of the previous year, to come out of it as a Ben Aliyah, somebody who's a she'ifa for godless, somebody who's a she'ifa to move up in life, somebody who wants to do the right thing. One of the Shloish Esrei Midos is Emes. We say Hashem, Hashem, Ki Rachum V'Chanun. We understand Rachum V'Chanun is Midos Rachman. We say Hashem Hashem Kamoi Rachman, and then we say Zerach HaPayim, Rav Chesed. We understand those are Midas of Rachman. Then we say emes. Emes is truth. Emes is rachamim. Emes is truth. If you owe me money, pay me. You don't owe me money, don't pay me. That's truth. It's not rachamim. Rachamim is, you owe me money, I'm eichel you. But what's emes? Emes is one of the yud gimel midas of rachamim? The answer is yes, it is. Because if after a year of averus, a year where a person is unworthy, or even a year mostly mitzvahs, but ain't of them tzaddik bar says she asked the type of after the asam averus. If at the end a person makir esoemes, he's makir the truth, he's makir the truth of where he's supposed to be headed, where he's supposed to be going, of the goals of life, he's makir the emes of teresenu akadosha. So that's the midas harachmim says, we'll throw it all out. Now you're ben aliyah. That's midas ha'emes. What's midas ha'emes? Midas ha'emes is you did have averus for 80 years. And now you mak your emes? That's one of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's midas. You can be mahapach everything that was until now. And so we go to Yom Kippur. Of course, we want that the scale should be in our favor. But it's not a game of points. It's not a game of winning and losing. It's not a game of a score after 9 innings or after 12 months and 10 days. It's who you are, where you are, to be a men aliyah. You're dressed in white to be like a malach. That means to have tshukas for the emes, a teresenu akadosha. And that is the goal of Yom HaKippurim that's coming upon us. And so, I wish one and all a meaningful Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur of aliyah, Yom Kippur of connection to the Bar Yom, Yom Kippur of Amitas Teresenu HaKadosha, of Hakara, of where we should be, where we should be heading, and of course, to try to make that meaningful and to carry us into the future. And with that, I wish everybody a absolutely wonderful and meaningful Shabbos Kodesh and Shabbos Shabbos and Kodesh that's coming up upon us. At the same time, I want to ask you for Mechila, I was Matriarch people, especially in Eretz Yisrael, who got on the phone and heard nothing. Maybe you didn't hear nothing. You heard each other, which is fine, but you heard, no, you didn't hear me. I'm sorry. This happens when I go, especially when I go to Eretz Yisrael, and I'm swept away with the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha, and I forget time, I forget Zaman. And so, we go to Yom Kippur. You have a mind, Achenu v'nei Yisrael. There are soldiers. There are soldiers in danger. There are soldiers in Lebanon and in Gaza. There are soldiers all over. They're protecting us, they're protecting Klal Yisrael. If an Arab was running after you to kill you, and a soldier stepped up and protected you, would you say, Tzahal, would you have something negative to say about him? Of course not. I got news for you. It's happening. It's happening. There are plenty of our enemies who are ready to run after you. And who's standing between them and you? Who's standing for the Shbar who protects, but he protects with? With people who are willing to be Maisa Nefesh, put their lives in danger on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Kulam Tzadikim. They're all righteous people. They're taking their lives, putting it on the line among Klal Yisrael. Let their schus stand for us. We should be Zeichet to daven for them. It'll be a schus for us and a meaningful Yom HaKippurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring Shalom al Yisrael. Vikarav Namish. A good Gedan Shiag, Machasima Teva to all.